Right, it's the 18th of July 2013. I'm Trish Richards, and from the Working Class Movements Library, and I'm talking to Martha Hignett and her family about their time living and working in Salford. So could I just ask you if we could go around first?
Yeah.
Martha, would you mind giving me your full name and date of birth?
Martha Hignett, 24th of June, 1923.
Thank you.
Norma McCroy, 30th of June, 1940.
Elizabeth Etchells, 8th of the 10th, 1926.
Bill McCroy, 27th of the 5th, 1939.
Barry, do you want to pop yours?
No. Okay, Barry Hignett, 23rd of August, 1960.
Lovely. So could I ask you to just tell me a bit about where you grew up as a family and what you can remember about growing up in Salford?
Well, I'll kick off. I just remember my grandparents, my Granny Fielding and...
This is Barry.
And Pops, yeah. They used to live in Goldsmith Avenue, which is just down by Weest. So just memories from when I was sort of 5 or 6, 7 years old till, 10, 12, 15 years old. And then we used to spend the weekends there, Used to go and watch Salford play rugby for the last 10 minutes and sneak into the ground. But I wasn't working, obviously, at that time, so... No. But that's just... And we used to go down there the weekends with Mother. And we'd meet Bill and Norma and all the family.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Bill and Norma, did you both live quite close by to each other?
Not far away. I lived in Weest and Norma lived in...
Eccles New Road,
facing the flats. But I was born in them flats, the ones facing the Waverley Old Town, or the Waverley Pub. I was born there in 1939. You'd just moved from Tarbert Street, hadn't you, Martha, in Salford, down Oslo Laneway on Tarbert Street, where the new Sainsbury's is, isn't it? I was born there, and then we went to different schools around the area, then we moved to Goldsmith Avenue when I was about 7, and that's then went to St Ambrose School from there, wasn't it, and then started work, all the rest of it, played rugby.
Bill, where did you... start working? What can you remember what your first job was?
Yeah, the first job I lasted 6 months. I was in an upholstery firm on off Whit Lane in Salford, and then from there I went to a foundry, which was James Hodgkinson Foundry, just off Ella Street, and stayed there for four and a half years, and then went National Service in the Army for 2 years, and then came back to the foundry, worked one day and couldn't stand it inside no more. So I went and got a driving job, and then eventually went on site and started being a pipe fitter and other jobs on site, welding and things like that. And eventually ended up as an engineer on doing planning and all kinds of things like that.
So were you working at an engineering works?
Not an actual engineering works, no. I was working away from home at different aspects of heating and things like that.
And did you do an apprenticeship?
In the foundry as a moulder, yeah. What they did there, they used to go in different sections of the foundry, working as a core maker, a moulder, pattern shop maker, pattern maker, I think they call them. And different little bits, and you worked and got a little bit of experience in different aspects, So it's a good engineering thing, good engineering practice is what's missing today, that, and people, kids getting apprentices, isn't it?
Betty, what about you?
Well, I was born in Melbourne Street, which is very far from the docks, right? But from there, well, Mum was quite, what would you call it? Somebody once said she should buy a caravan because we had that many addresses. But I think the longest we had was on Liverpool Street, number 84 it was. And we went there, when the Blitz was on, we lived in West Wellington Street, which was just at the side of, where is Liverpool Street, or running off, once it used to run off. And then I think it was about 1944 we moved onto Liverpool Street, because our Len, my brother, he'd been evacuated, and he stayed, and when he was 14, you know, he came home, you see, so we needed more room, you know.
Right.
So it was a bigger house on Liverpool Street. So he started work. I used to work in the co-op shirt factory office. They made all the shirts for the forces, you know. And then when war finished, I asked them, could I leave? You had to go before the board, you know, because during the war they sent you where they wanted, you see. And then I went to Loban Business College. So they said, yes, I could leave, so I went there, you know.
So whereabouts is that?
It was in Manchester.
Oh, right.
It's a good school, Loban Business College, you know. And then I came out and I worked for a firm that made caps for, you know, the posh, you know, what's it, you know, down the west and whatnot. And I stayed there about 6 months. And then I went working for Brayley Electroplaters, and I was there nearly 10 years.
And is that based in Salford?
Yes, it was on Chapel Street, that Brayley Electroplaters. I wasn't there during the war there, but during the war they did lots of stuff, you know, for the forces and everything, you know, plating and whatnot, you know. And then when I left there, I went working for... they made all sorts of things, jackets and whatnot, you know. I stayed there nearly 10 years. And then I went working for the council in payroll. That was in 1965.
Right.
And then I stayed there till I retired. I did over 20 years for, you know, with them. And I retired from there in 1986.
Right. Very varied.
So...
Yeah.
But you see, originally when I first joined the council, it was in Frederick Road where we used to work. Although we worked for the council, all the buses and that, you know, they had two depots, one at Frederick Road and one at Weest.
Mm.
And the one at Frederick Road did all the paperwork, you know, and payroll and whatnot. And I'm trying to remember when they closed them down. They closed them down just after I finished working in 1986.
Mm.
But previous to that, it became GMPT, so we all had to move, you know, to Manchester.
Yeah.
No matter where you worked, they put everyone, Rochdale, Oldham, all that, all into Manchester.
Mm.
You know, it was Selneck at first.
That's right, yeah.
Then it became GMPT, you know.
Mm.
And... that's where I retired from there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I've been a housewife.
Hardest job in the world.
Tis? Tis?
Tis, yeah.
So, Norma, how
well,
about
I haven't got much to say, really. Not compared with better.
I'm a bit older than you.
Well, that's right, you're older than me. I was born in 11 Hart Street, which is off Liverpool Street, near Oldfield Road. And I think we were bombed out of there.
Yes, you were.
We were bombed out of there.
Mm.
And then we were evacuated to Blackpool, Preezall, was it?
Hambleton.
We were evacuated to, me and my mum.
Mm.
And my mum had my sister there. At Preezall nursing home, that was it.
Yeah.
And then my nan came and joined us.
For a week.
And stayed 2 years or more, was it? And then you came.
Yeah.
Betty came, then Leonard came.
Sister.
And Mary, all came and joined us.
I'm sorry, can I just interrupt? Betty, were you married to one of the brothers?
No, Betty's my mum's cousin.
Right, sorry.
Betty was my mum's cousin,
right.
my second cousin to my aunt.
Right.
And then we went back to Salford and we moved into 6 Waterloo Street with my nan. We all lived there in that house and the war was still on. I can remember going to the air raid shelters, and I can remember my nan coming down one morning when they run in the night when the siren went, and she came down. We were only young, and she had a wore corsets then, and she had them on upside down, and she had the suspenders here at the top instead of at the bottom. I can remember that coming down and saying
that's
that.
Not the only thing.
So
well, you forgot though, because about your dad in the army.
Oh, my dad was it? Oh, yeah.
All those years.
Yeah, he was in the army. Yeah, my dad. Never saw my dad till I was five. Well, I was taken very ill actually. And taken into hospital when I was 12 months old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And they fetched my dad home, but then he was sent back. So then I can remember going in the air raid shelters. Then we came, that was over the war, and we moved then to Lord Byron Street, which is behind the Waverley Hotel on Eccles New Road. And I lived there till I got married. Then I left school at almost 15, and I went to work in Stockport from there, on Stockport Road, at a machine factory, Pownall's, making pyjamas, I did. And then I left there after about 3 years, and I went working at Simpson and Godley's, which was on Stanley Street, near Irwell Street, almost in Manchester that was, which we did curtains. They made curtain materials there, and we used to send the samples out to all over the world, actually. We sent samples of the materials out to these people. And then I got married and left there, had my first child and left. And then I didn't work then until, because Bill always worked away, so I could never work. And then I went working on school dinners.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's great.
That was what I did. Yeah, when Sue was old enough, I went working on the school dinners.
Right.
So that was me.
Thank you. Right, Martha.
You can go a lot further back than us, Martha.
Yeah, you can't remember it all the time.
Yeah, all I know is I left, well, I was 14 when I left home. Not when I'd leave home, but when I went to work, you know. I went to work, I think it was a bedding place, and I think that was in Oddswell, called Apex.
Oh, yes.
Had numerous jobs after that. I was born in Tarbox Street, off Regent Road, Regent Street, which was near Oddswell. I also worked, I think it was doing clothes for, you know, the army and the forces.
Mm. Machining.
It was machining, yes. But I didn't say it didn't last there very long because it was I couldn't stand it was like rubber, you know, that they were making.
Yeah.
So and it was I was quite sick quite a lot, you know.
The smell of it,
so I had to leave there. And I think that was when I first went to Portsmouth and, you know, Toilet Bowl. Because I think I was there for a couple of times, you know. Yeah. And like Betty, I was there at one period and I decided I wanted to go into the Rens. And like Betty, I had to go in front of a tribunal.
Yes, you did.
Because you weren't allowed to leave, you know, because they classed it. You're only making nuts and bolts, but it was classed as, you know, important work.
And had you been kind of conscripted to go and work
there?
No.
I went because my aunt was working there. An aunt of mine was working there. My mum's younger sister was working there, and she got me a job there, you know. And then I had to go in front of a board. And I think actually I had to do it twice, and the second time I went, I took one of the nuts and bolts with me and showed them what I was doing. I thought, well, I was so determined, there was, you know, they weren't going to keep me from going, and I took one with me, and they had a laugh actually, because they just said, well, I hope you're going to take that back, are you? So I said, yeah.
But they let you go in the rent.
They let me go, yeah. They let me go and they asked me, where did I want to go, you know, what did I want to do? And I told them, I said I would like to go into the rent. And I think there were about three men and a lady on the board, you know.
Mm.
And she was quite snooty, actually, about it. She said, oh, she didn't think whether I would be suitable to go in the rent, you know. So the men said, well, I don't see why not, you know. So they gave me permission to go. And then I went back there afterwards, you know. I think I went back working there afterwards. So when I came out of the rent.
So how long did you work there?
Off and on, quite a few years. And I went, I think when I got married, I started working at another sewing place, but I wasn't very happy there. So I decided I would go try and get back at Postmates again, which I did, you know.
Could you just tell me again, is this Oily Bob's?
Yes, but it was called Ford Smith.
Right.
I think Barry's looked, haven't you? And you can't find
Ford
it.
Smith.
But I'm sure that was his name. You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was all referred to as that because it was so greasy, you know.
Mm.
And when you went back again after you'd been in the Wrens, were you still making nuts and bolts?
Oh yeah, it's still, you know, you're working on a lathe.
And did you enjoy that work?
Yes, it was, you know, I think it's because I was used to it, and I was used to all the people that worked there. You know, I hated it really going to places where you didn't know anybody, and because I wasn't very good, I don't think, at making, you know, friends.
Sociable.
You know,
can't
except when I was
that.
In the Wrens, you know, and of course it was entirely different, you know.
And
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Do you mind if I ask you what you did when you were in the Wrens?
In the galley.
On board ship?
Oh no, no, no. It was a training camp actually.
Right.
For recruits coming in, and they were sent out once they'd done the training there. They went onto the ships then. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
So you know, cooking for quite a few thousand, yeah.
I don't think any Wrens were on ships in them days.
Oh, you were,
yeah.
I think you had to be quite, you know, brainier, though, with some of them, you know, because they were doing operations on telephones and, you know, things like that.
So whereabouts were you based when you were in
down
the Wrens?
In Hampshire, Fareham, in Hampshire.
Right.
But I did my training in London, in Mill Hill in London.
Yeah.
And then I went down, it's only a small village.
Mm-mm.
So, and we stayed down there quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the camp did get hit with a bomb. While I was there at one period.
Really?
They used, flying bombs, you know, the doodle bugs.
Oh, right.
One of those, you know, but it was fortunate for us, not for the, there were, I think, a couple killed. It was at the other end of the camp, because it was a massive camp,
So when you went back to Oily Bob's, how long did you stay there?
I stayed there until I got married, and then I left, as I said, and then I went. Mm. I did go back again afterwards. So I stayed there probably about 12 months, I think, maybe not even that, because I was having my first child then, you know, Linda. So I didn't go back again anymore after that, because I went working when Linda was three. I went doing home help in Salford.
Mm.
I was there for about 2 years, I think, then I had my second daughter. When they got older, I did a lot of part-time work cleaning and, you know.
And do you remember anything of the industries, the workplaces that I mentioned before? Remember Richard Howard?
There's, you know, Richard Howard, and there was the box company, wasn't there? There was
the box
company there. Yeah.
What was that called?
Mm.
The box couldn't make it.
And there was the soap. There was the soap.
Colgate, wasn't it?
Soap work, Colgate. Wasn't it? Palmolive and Colgate, wasn't it?
Of course, there's Metrovix. Yeah. Betty's husband worked at Metrovix.
Yeah.
My man worked at Metrovix. My man worked there during the war,
yeah.
And then I think this building, this bedding place was there. I'm sure it was at home. Went to work for when I was 14.
Well, he left school then, didn't he, at 14?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Eric did. He left school at 14, got an apprenticeship. And then when he was 18, he got calling up papers, which he did then. But he could have not gone in the forces, but he elected to, because with what they were making, you know, at Metro's, it was like the job of a safeguard, but he elected to go, and he went in the Fleet Air Army, and he just got the latter end of the war, but then they sent him out to Ceylon and India.
But
what they said was, they said they knew what it was, what they were going for, because Japan was still at war, you see, and that's what, they said they were being sent out to get the airfields, you know, ready. You know, but unfortunately, or fortunately, they dropped the atom bomb, which, you know, it saved a lot of lives, but it also cost a lot of lives, as well.
Yeah.
When he finished his service in Cornwall. And he was demobbed in 1947.
Right.
How big was that?
How
big was
all?
Was there many people worked there?
All the box? It wasn't a massive big place. But it's big enough.
Was it in Hamson Street?
Pardon?
Was it in Hamson Street, Ford Smith's?
Oh, I can't remember the name of where it was. I know it was up Ottle Lane. It was off, you know, Ottle Lane way that way. I'm not sure whether it was down near the bottom end.
It wouldn't have been as big as Warden Goldstone's, though, would it?
No, oh no, 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 nothing like that, no.
Do you remember any of the other factories or workplaces that were around?
Yeah, that's the name, was Worrells.
Worrells, what did they do?
Place,
wasn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, I remember saying this
all
before.
Over the place.
Yeah.
In fact, they used to have a pageant every year in Salford, and it was for Salford Royal Hospital, do you remember? And it was a special day, and everything they collected went to Salford Royal Hospital.
Oh, right.
And then one year, the girl from Salford that worked in one of the cotton mills, she got the Cotton Queen, and Wallace dressed her for, you know, in velvet and whatnot, you know. I remember it, the pageant went just down Cross Lane, because she lived off Cross Lane, the girl, you know. Well, it was a big thing, that's every year, the Salford pageant, you know. And
you don't know which cotton firm she worked for?
No, because there was, the main one down there was Richard Howard. Cotton. Because there was others, you know, at Swinton. Do you remember El Carver at Swinton?
No, that was another
cotton. And where Aunt Alice worked, down in Broughton was another.
Salford, not the mill.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name.
I remember working at Salford in Leck, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this was another cotton mill that she worked there for a while, I'm telling.
Was that an old mill?
Pardon?
Was that an old mill,
yes,
the one at Broughton?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I think I interviewed a lady whose mum worked there. I can't remember what she said it was called.
Yeah, she worked there for a bit, Aunt Alice. And then there was this one at Swinton. They worked there, lived next door in Waterloo Street, where we live. Prady's. She went to the one at Swinton. El Carmer Armitage, I think it was called.
Mm. Right. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah,
have you? No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
No.
But there was lots of, I mean, around every street, wasn't there? You know, there was some kind of, you know, work, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
P.R. Jackson, that was off Oldfield Road, that was another big engineering.
Taffy Works on the
Eclipse.
Yes.
Eclipse Taffy.
On Cow Lane.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes.
With the big Taffy Works there. We used to go in our dinner hour from school. And if they worked down below, and you know, when you see women, if you look down the windows, you could see the women working with the toffees, and they'd pass them. Through to you, you know, as toffees up to you.
Out of the jars, you know, the jars came and then toffees.
Yeah, that was the eclipse.
Yeah, well, it was a kiddie's paradise.
Oh, it was,
lunchtime.
Yeah, yeah, you used to go down there, they were like in low windows and pass them up to you, the toffees.
Oh, the cows being driven along.
Oh, the cows, yeah, they were always driven down Liverpool Street.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, river.
Cows, sheep, weren't
they? Yeah.
Yeah.
They were always drove down there. Mm-hmm. I can remember one going in Nana Tittle's once.
Yeah.
In the lobby, the cow. Well, there was doors then on the bottom of the stairs, and we all got behind the door and shut it. Closed the door. I can remember that.
Yeah.
But it was... there was quite a few places, really, weren't there?
Yeah.
Down on Sol Lane and Oldfield Road. Where did, what was the lighting company where my granddad worked? That was on Middlewood Street.
Yes.
My father worked on the docks, didn't he?
The old man, he worked on the docks.
Mm.
I remember my mum having a job in the race course, Salford race course.
Mm.
Somewhere doing with cooking there, wasn't it? In the,
you can't think what that was called, can you?
Well, it was Auntie Ev, was she? In that
granddad worked.
Same place as you.
She worked for Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
That lighting place, didn't it start up after the war?
Was it Starlight or Searchlight?
Searchlight.
That was on off Oldfield Road.
Yeah.
That was a big place, wasn't
it? Middlewood Street.
That was Middlewood Street, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my granddad worked there.
Remember the string factory on Athol Street?
The string?
Yeah, go from St Ambrose's, go back to the house in, facing the Waverley. And we used to call in this just made, we thought it was just a string factory, you know, what on earth they made proper, but there's always been balls of string all over the shop, you know.
The only one I know in Athol Street was the laundry. Do you remember the laundry there?
No.
There was a laundry there.
What, the...
Athol Street. I think it was the co-op. One of the co-op laundries.
Right.
But down to the bridge, you know.
Yeah, I know where it was, yeah. But that's where the what's-her-name was.
The big washhouse.
The washhouse.
The washhouse was on Lance Lane further up.
Yeah, the washhouse was down there as well.
There was plenty of stuff on there, wasn't there?
Mm.
On the Cross Lane.
Yeah.
The billiard hall, wasn't it? Was on the Cross Lane.
Ice Cream Works, Lenses. Yeah. That was on the corner of Ella Street. High Street, not Ella Street.
Well, when you think about it, there was a railway station there.
Oh yes, there was.
Yeah.
Because we set off one, they took us to London on this trip. It was just before the war, and that's where we got the train from, across Lane.
Who took you to London?
From the school.
From school?
Mm. Yeah. It was a trip, I think it cost.
From Hope Street?
Yeah.
We only went to the Salford Gasworks.
I think, I'm trying to think what it was. It was about £3 or something like that.
Well, that was a lot of money then.
Yeah. Yes, we were gone all day, and they took us, because that's why I've been in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
They took us in there, and they took us on a trip, you know, down the Thames.
Yeah.
It was a really good day.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we arrived back late at night because all the parents had to come and, you know, meet us. And get back to about 11 o'clock at night. We'd been out since 6 o'clock, you know, at morning. But it was, I think it was the one and only, but it was a nice trip.
We never went better when I was there.
No.
Truthfully, went to Salford Gasworks, they took us there, and they treated us once, tell you where, to the Carlton.
Carlton, to see Hobson's Choice. We had to do that.
Yeah.
We went there, Hobson's Choice. We went with school.
Yeah, remember that.
Well, that's opened in the 30s, 1936, the Carlton.
No, I don't know that. Mm.
Yeah, because I remember one of the first things was Cinderella, I think, that they showed.
Oh, yeah.
We thought that was because it was in their colour, you know.
Yeah.
I remember I took our money. Because we were off school, you know, it was holiday. Because our mother was, it must have been about when I took her, she must have only been about two, she was born in, must have been just before the war, because she was born in 1937, Mary.
Right,
and
she's 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you mind if I just ask you about coming back to work?
Yeah.
I suppose
with it being during the war for a part of your working lives, it might not count, but do you remember any industrial disputes, any strikes or anything like that?
I remember a strike in the foundry, all the engineering people were out on strike.
Yeah, but they were very
I don't know why.
Weren't they?
I don't know why, because I know...
Were you quite young then?
Yeah, I was an apprentice. But we got more money strike pay than we did when we got paid. So we were quite happy with it. I can't think why they all went out on strike. But
Probably because of the money.
Big strike. Oh, yeah, money on take.
Or conditions.
Yeah. I may be conditioned, I don't remember any strikes.
I wasn't in them days, I don't know what they're like now.
Yeah.
But you had all this black... It's like a charcoal thing. But you used to shake it on the moulds to so that the
carbon
metal...
Carbon black.
Well, you used to breathe it in. You used to be absolutely black. Yeah.
Well, you know, it used to come in at the docks, at Salford Docks, and when if they had to handle it, they always got extra money. Because a girl I worked with, her dad used to work on the docks, you know.
Because
he said they were just all black, you know, when they'd finished. But they got extra money for that.
On the Shrove Tuesday, they used to always have that with the apprentices all.
Yeah.
We used to be throwing these bags of black stuff around outside.
Yeah.
And there was a butcher on High Street who complained because all his meat in the window was black. Absolutely black it was. Yeah.
But there was not like
no,
this.
No, I can't remember. I can't remember my dad being on strike.
No.
I can't remember my dad. Or my granddad.
No.
Being on strike.
In them days, you know, you all worked 5.5 days, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Saturday was normal.
And they were long days as well. And
yeah.
The girls used to come, you could always tell where they worked. But afterwards, all the hair was full of cotton.
Yeah, all white.
Yeah.
My mum worked
there.
Yeah. I used to get laid off the docks quite a lot.
Oh, you did on the docks, yeah. You had to go and
queue up for work, didn't they?
Yeah. What was it called? You had to go on for the docks. They all used to stand on the railings on Cross Lane.
Yeah.
Waiting to be called, didn't they?
Yeah. You used to make them show up, they called it, you see.
Yeah.
And whoever was in charge, you know, they used to shout out, hadn't they? Then the others had to go home, you know,
because
there wasn't enough work.
Used to inform and drinks to get on.
I can't think of the word for when you worked with your card.
Because I never worked on the dock, but Henry did it one time, I think, didn't he?
Your dad did.
The old fella did, yeah.
Yeah, he did. When he was off, we always got bacon and cheese for you to cook our dinners for him.
Is that how he could cook?
I remember we were having that quite a lot, you know.
When he wasn't working.
With toasted cheese, yeah.
But you know, the point is, when you think about it, you say people didn't travel, but in them days you saw more foreigners. Because they were off the ships. There was some called Lascars, did you remember? There was a couple of
Lascars. Is that Swedish?
And they always used to walk behind each other. And they'd all been out shopping. You could see them with the shoeboxes, you know, under their arms when they'd been shopping. And I remember one time, I was on Liverpool Street, and I didn't know whether to turn back or carry on. And this man, I've never seen anything like it. It was dressed in all these robes and he had a sword. And I thought, I'll turn back, you know. But he was walking down, you know. He was off the ships, you know. But you saw a lot of foreigners, you know.
Yeah. And do you remember foreign voices as well around the docks?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cross Lane...
Cross Lane and Trafford Road, that was the run, Wonky Run, they called it, because they all came off the ships on Trafford Road,
and there was a pub on every corner, and they used to go in every pub, these people, didn't they?
Well, do you know,
they were all funny, all foreign names, weren't they? When you
you were listening to
but
it.
You know, but you never saw any trouble though, did
no,
you?
No, not really. No, not to the extent.
Like they talk about foreigners, no, nobody bothered.
Mm.
Because they knew they were, you know, that was their job. They were off the boats, weren't they? You know,
A lot stayed.
Yeah,
didn't they? There was a lot lived on Trafford Road. They stayed.
They did, yeah.
And lived on Trafford Road, and
yeah.
A lot stayed, and lived on off Trafford Road. A lot of these people. You know, I can remember them.
But it was a big thing that in for Salford, and I think they missed a lot, especially trade. You know, when they stopped the docks.
Yeah.
It's not
down,
you see, you know. But they're talking about now, aren't they? They're doing something. They hope the ships will go straight into Manchester again, you know.
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
Mm, they're going to try and do something.
Oh, are they?
Because where we live, they're building a port called Port Salford, and Peel Holdings are doing it. They're building an extra bridge over the canal. That's been started apparently, and because it shoved a thing, you know, through the door talking about it. So they're hoping. Well, they've always kept the canal clean, haven't they? Because there's a boat does come down, you know, it comes down, you know, cleaning.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're hoping that doing that, it'll save the motorways,
so
it'll save all the traffic.
Turning the clock back again, then better, isn't it? Turning the clock back to.
Yes. Yeah, which they do in Germany, don't they, in France? That's what they do. They use their rivers and whatnot.
Yeah, well, for heavy stuff.
Yeah.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it would do. The only thing is it is going to take a while. There's been a lot of complaints from Peel Green End, which I don't wonder, you know. But they say when it's done, there'll be work and whatnot, you know. And it'll be Port Salford, all the containers will come in, you know. So
it's going back to the docks.
Yeah, so perhaps that's another good thing for trade. Because there's no doubt, I mean, that those lorries, you know, on the motorway, there's been a lot of crashes, haven't there, with the
foreign,
you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be a blessing, that, wouldn't it, if they did that.
Yeah, because some have had to drive such a long way.
Yeah.
Mm.
It would save pollution and whatnot, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
It would save petrol, wouldn't it? For, you know, that might, stuff could come down then, you know, couldn't they? You know, instead of being so dear.
Perhaps
it's an old, like they say, some of the old things are always better.
A lot of the things are always better.
Because I think a lot of the things, they've not changed for the better, have they?
No, I
don't think so. No.
No. We didn't have as many cars there then, did you? You know, then
Oh gosh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was young, in the street,
you had a car, you were well off.
There'd be about two cars, maybe.
And
that was you, that was it.
Yeah.
I remember our Bob Martha, my brother, he worked in Widnes, and he had to lodge it. So he had to stay in lodgings because he didn't have a car. And you just couldn't get to the back to Widnes. And now it's, you know, 20 minutes now, isn't it?
Yeah. But when you think about it, a dad worked on, he went back after the war, didn't he? Where he'd been before, Salford, didn't he? He worked on the buses.
He was a trolley boy, my dad, trolley boy.
I used to laugh at treads on long distance, walked in. So that was long distance.
walked in.
They also used to run a 39 all the way to Liverpool. Me and Eric did go on it once when he was on holiday, because we didn't go for a week's holiday. And we went all the way, it was a number 39, I always remember it. It came along Oldfield Road, you know, down Beechin Road, you know. I mean, by the time you got there, it was time to go back anyway, you know. But that's what they termed it then, because they were out, you know,
out of the area.
Area.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was out of class.
What Fred used to do, the bus used to pull up and he used to take his brew can into his mum's.
Yeah,
because she
lived on Liverpool Street,
see, just, you know, and then it went back in again, you know, and then it went on his way, you know. But I always remember Fred's on long distance walked in. Yeah. But
you couldn't get there now, couldn't you? You can't walk to the place.
But I think although they didn't have so much, not nobody, no posh carpets, no nothing. If you had a rug. You
made it.
Yeah. You made it with, you made it
yourself. It's Owen Rags.
Yeah. They used to say, deck that rug, it'll keep the dust down, so whatever you have, water or whatnot, if you did this, you know, then you swept and it kept the dust down, you know. But that was it, and otherwise you got some your hands and knees. The day I got married, I was cleaning our front, and a lady passed me, she said, oh my God, she said, I thought you were getting married. I said, I am.
Cleaning the steps.
Yeah.
Well, my nan, she worked at the Ragworks, didn't she?
Yes.
And that was Swifts and Beaumont.
Yeah.
In Greengate,
she worked there
for years, yeah, me now, and she used to bring bits of rag home,
yes,
every night, come with a little bag.
So what did they do at the rag works?
Just sorting rags, I presume, into
clean ones and
colored ones. I think it was probably quality,
yeah,
you know, what was the quality of it, you know, which was you got like suiting,
yeah,
and you got like wool.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, and used to, and I think they used to sort it into. I think they used to sort it in quality. And then she'd bring it home, and then we'd have to sit as kids in Waterloo Street, sit and cut them into lengths, these rags, and then sit and make rugs. My mum would be at one end, me and Frieda, my nan at a corner each.
The old fellow used to do that, Mark.
What about Turtles? Where was that?
Toodles.
That was the.
I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I used to work there. I'm sure she did used to work there. Yeah, I think that was something to do with cloth.
Cloth. Yeah, that was ties and. Yeah.
They were top class though, weren't they?
Ties. Toodles.
Yeah.
The firm I worked for it was with them.
But anyone, he'll not wear that again. It's worn out. Cut it up. You know anything.
Yeah,
old jackets, didn't it? You know.
Yeah, he made your own rugs.
They looked very nice, though, didn't they?
Oh yeah.
They had a backing, didn't they?
Yeah, Essien.
That's right.
You used to get a rag Essien bag off one of the traders.
Yes.
Off the greengrocers or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And sewn them together.
Yeah.
Until he had a good size for a rug.
Pulled it through somehow, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he had a hook.
Was it a crochet hook?
It was a big hook. And if you got so many red, you cut it all up, this material, and you kept all the reds and all the blues and the greys and the blacks, and then you made a pattern. You kept the reds together and the blues together, and that's how you did it.
They looked very nice though when they were doing
it. Oh, yeah, we were dead posh. If you had a rug in front of fire, you know, you one for Christmas, you know, you had to aim for having one at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying, my mum said, we've got to have a rug for Christmas. You know, I'd be sat there every night making this rug for Christmas when we was kids.
I think people were happier then.
No, I think they helped each other.
Yeah.
Mm. Right now you can live in a street for a long time and you don't know half of them, you know. I've lived here for over 30 years now and I just know this side here, you know, and a couple on this side, I don't know. Now, years ago, I mean, you left your door open, didn't you?
Yeah.
There was no what's-it-looking doors, was there? And if anybody was ill, you know, now Mrs. So-and-so was ill, you know, see, does she want anything, you know? Running errands, you know, things like that. It was like a community, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was that works on engineering work? I'm sure it was. On the end of Waterloo Street?
The Nonchoker.
Is that what it were? I can remember that.
What was it called?
The Nonchoker.
Nonchoker?
They did wood.
Yeah, that was. Yes. I can remember that being there.
Yeah.
Because we had to go past it to go to school.
Yeah.
And there was always men working.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
I can remember that one. Yeah.
Well, on Liverpool Street, you remember the one they called the Glyco, where they did the petrol and whatnot.
That was
on Liverpool Street, going up towards. There was a coal wharf. Do you remember the coal wharf?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was this side of the coal wharf, the Glyco.
Well, that.
Tell you who worked there. You know when. Mrs. Doan.
Yeah.
There's Sam.
Sam Doan, right.
He worked.
Well, that was then. After that would be the, where they brought all the animals in.
Yes. Won't it? The sheds. Yeah, they brought all the animals in and had them all in there.
On the railway.
Brought them off the railways into there and then they'd drive them up.
The drovers used to drive them down.
Up Liverpool Street then, into the Abbotide, didn't they, in Manchester? Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Remember the Abbotide at the end of
Water Street somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's where they used to take, they used to come off the trains there on Cross Lane, didn't they?
Yes.
Then they bring them out of there on Cross Lane, up Liverpool Street, up Oldfield Road, up Chapel Street. They take them in. It was a big thing there. And a couple got loose.
Oh, I used to get loose.
Come round, you know, they'd go off Liverpool Street and round Waterloo Street, didn't they? They used to come charging round there if they got loose.
Duncan Blades, wasn't it? That was on
but,
there.
But, I mean. I don't know, it was, I can't think of anywhere else there that works.
Well, in Water Street, the corporation was there, wasn't it, at one time?
Groves and Whitnall's, that was down there, and all the work there.
On Regent Road, Groves and Whitnall's,
Yeah, that was on the bridge.
Oh, that's right, both
where
sides
the two
of the
brewers was.
Both sides of the bridge it was,
He was, wasn't it, was it Pierre Groves? He wanted a conductor. One of the Groves is, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Used to conduct the symphony. One of them. Pierre Groves, I think his name was.
I don't know that. But that was, I can remember that.
Then on Chapel Street, there was Threlfall's Brewery. That was opposite where I worked at Rayleigh's.
There was something really in every, wasn't there? Yeah, there's a lot of industry around. There's a lot of it there then. You wouldn't believe it's Salford now, would you? No, there's nothing. You wouldn't know you was in Salford, would you? You wouldn't know you'd come out of Manchester or in and out of it. You know, there's nothing, no landmarks at all. But that annoys me though. Why Manchester hijacks everything? No, we haven't got our own postcode number.
And you know what they said? We can't give you one. It would be too expensive to alter it. And yet you get little places that have their own, you know, little places like that. And what annoyed me was when they were going to get rid of another one of our MPs and tie us to Lee. Lee's not even a city like Salford.
No.
No, it's not. It's only a small place, you know. Yeah, no, there's nothing, we don't have anything now in Salford. It's just a shell.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't know, if you...
You wouldn't like,
if you come from, No, if you come from abroad now, if you'd emigrated and you came over here now to Salford, you wouldn't know unless that if they'd have took the steeple down from Stounds Church.
That's right. The other way
you would never know.
You would never know
where the ship was.
Yeah.
Or the docks or anything. You wouldn't have known.
No.
You'd be lost, wouldn't you? If you come down Eccles New Road and got to the bottom there with no steeple, you wouldn't know where you were.
That's the only way I know where the foundry used to be. The part's still there, the wreck, Liverpool Street wreck.
Yeah.
And it's an old direct behind it, you know, the chimney there.
Yeah. Well, do you know Salford had the charter before Manchester in 1200 and something? And all the people in Manchester, you know, like the wool merchants, things like that, used to come over that bridge. The bridge and pay the dues to in Salford. Have you ever read The Manchester Man?
No.
A book.
Yes.
It's a good read, isn't it?
It is.
Well, it tells you then about, you know, what Salford. Salford was the main. We had the cathedral before Manchester.
Yeah.
And when if you've got a cathedral, you're a city.
That's right.
Used to be the thing,
wasn't you? Were.
Yeah. And that does annoy me. And we once, you know, we used to go in the Waverley, you know, with Aunt Annie. In the snug, you know, the snug, they used to sit in the snug, didn't they?
Yeah.
And Eric Collins used to go and see them. There was about five of them, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What's it, you know? And there was a chap there, started coming in, him and his wife. And this used to, they joined us one time and he was talking. He said, you know, he said, you don't know about your own city, do you? A lot of people. And he was from Staffordshire and he started, you know, because Queen Victoria stayed here, you know.
Yeah.
You know, on the Crescent.
Do you know where
Ellen used to live?
Yeah. Where our church was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that corner. Yeah. They had posts outside their house, don't they? You know.
And he was saying, he said Queen Victoria was here, and he started saying, you know, some of the history. And when you read things, and think about it, they had lots of, and it's lots of really intelligent and well-known people, from Salford.
Oh yeah, that's come from Salford, there is.
And that, it annoys me so much when they saw what Manchester, was trying
comparing
to do.
It, yeah.
Vegetarianism started here. Yes. No, a lot of people don't know that.
No, don't bet it. I've learned something today.
Have you butted?
The funny thing is, they never fixed antenna up, did they, or your gran?
No.
You know when television first came out?
The what's name in between?
People used to say it's to cool the what's it off, you know. It had a break, you see. And this,
what was it called?
The interlude.
Oh yeah.
Now a bell will ring.
A bell will ring when we're coming back.
And Aunt Annie says, "How can we hear that in the Waverley?"
She could go to Waverley, never drink.
How can we hear that in the Waverley?
Yeah, well, she did. We're all sat there, first hour, the interview come on, that bell will ring, right, ma'am, go and put it up quick, the interview done, ma'am.
Yeah.
He'd all be in the kitchen and then say, "Well, I can't hear that, can I, when I went Waverley?" Like, and then Auntie Alice, when tea bags come out, she cut them up. And emptied the tea in the cup, didn't she? She didn't know.
You know when they talk about stand-up comedy now, it'll never be as good as listening to people. There was more fun and more wit, in them days, because for a start, everybody...
But they were serious.
Everybody
was serious.
Can I just wind this up by asking you if there's anything else about life in Salford or work that we've not mentioned yet?
Yeah.
I don't have, I mean...
It just comes in, doesn't it?
So I'm not that old, really, I suppose, but... Go on, Martha, you're the oldest. Go on, Betty, you're next.
We've covered a lot of ground and all that. I mean, I forgot about that one on bottom of Waterloo Street.
I mean, there was a lot of what's it. I mean, where we lived, they all followed, not United, they all followed rugby. Salford Rugby Club. And we used to come to Salford, Ray Milland.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I don't know.
A lot of people don't know that.
No, why did he come to
Salford?
You know
why? Because his sister was married, I think it was Di Davis.
Yeah, I know Di Davis. Yeah. Well, that was his
brother-in-law. He often used to come to Salford to see them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So is that us?
I think so,
The point is, if we think or get in touch with anything, we can always...
Give us a shout. Yeah.
Where's all this going to when it's done?
Just let me say thank you very much for fantastic contribution about Salford Life.
That's not Betty, I think.
Here you go.
No, we're off now.
We're off.
So
what's happening to all this stuff?
You can shout now, Barry. Well, we're going to have an exhibition in either October or November at the Working Class Movement's Library.
Is that the one in Salford? They've both died, haven't they, that started it?
Yes, they have, Ruth and Ed.
It was through them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, it was on the Crescent itself, wasn't it? It was a big house.
It was.
Then there wasn't enough room, was there?
Yeah, they were in Old Trafford originally.
Yes.
And then they moved to another house on the Crescent. And then they moved to... it was a nursing home, the library, initially. Not a nursing home, a nurse's home, originally.
I'll tell you about that as well. You know where our Lem lived, don't you, on the Crescent? When you first got this house...
Thank you.
It
Sorry,
it's
spilling.
It's
just a bit sticky. sticks to it.
When he first got this house,